With me, I have the Letterkenny assistant coach, Adam Bratton. And I think he's managed to come down to earth after today. Tremendous game, as you know, 31-29 to Letterkenny. At half time, Adam, I'm sure you wouldn't have been as confident as you were when the whistle went.
Yeah, Alec, we just never sort of fired a shot that first half, playing in the wind, and we just didn't get going. We were close, but no cigar. And at half time, I think it was more a matter of just keeping the guys calm, stick to our systems. And we sort of actually said, like, once we get one score, we think we can go on and get four. But yeah, it was just a topsy-turvy game. We had our scrum half injured, some guys playing out of position. But look, credit to the boys, everyone just stuck to their task. We just worked so hard. And I think it was a just reward in the end. Again, like, if you were down, you would have got your money's worth watching. It was definitely right down to the very end with the Corian missing a penalty. But look, credit to the boys, they deserved it.
Well, you know, when you say that, I mean, when you look at one stage in the first half, it was 15-0. There was still 15 minutes to go in the game, or in the half. You could have easily thrown the towel in, but you held it to 15-3. And the second half, with about an hour gone, you found yourself then 29-10 down, having got a quick score after half time. I showed a lot of resilience, and certainly once you got that first score to make it 29-17, you could see the belief immediately rise in the team.
100%, and I think that's kind of credit to the team. Like, Ali and I have been involved now for 2 years, and 2 years ago we would have just rolled over there and maybe taken 40 points, whereas we just stuck to our systems. No one panicked, and as you say, there was a real maturity to how we got back into the game. It wasn't anything flash. We just stuck to our systems and executed under pressure, which is really, really pleasing. And as you say, it takes a bit of pressure off, but you know, we're going to regroup, regather, dust the bodies off, train this week, and like, we're going to go away to Limavady and just really try and build that momentum from the last two wins.
Well, I was talking to Andy Ward there just about 5 or 10 minutes ago, you know, I was keeping him going, I said, what did you think? Oh, he says, at the end of the day, the scoreline doesn't lie. He says, Letterkenny had more to play for than we seemed to have in the last 15 minutes, and that was it. And I think he was very complimentary, and I think coming from somebody of his ilk, it's nice to hear. But at the end of the day, you know, he will be disappointed, but I must say that it's one of the best games of rugby I've seen for a long, long time, excitement wise every way.
Yeah, and that's a great compliment to get from a former Irish international, and I think he's probably right. I think at home, like, we do take pride, like, local players, like this is our home turf, and we played like that the last 15 minutes in particular. So again, it's just a matter now, going forward, regroup, regather in the Limavady, and we want to finish this season strong. You know, we sort of set a target to begin the year to win more than we did last year. We won 8 games, so we want to get those 9-10 wins. But again, a great game of rugby. We can relax now a bit and enjoy this evening.
I think the other thing too, Adam, is that it puts you up to 31 points, I may have said on the report, and it, you know, it takes you into mid-table. It also means now there's no pressure relegation-wise, and it's an opportunity, maybe if you have a few guys who've got injuries, to maybe give some of the younger boys coming through an opportunity towards the end of the season to experience what they might have to play in next year.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's nice when, as you say, you're not sort of looking in that rear view mirror, kind of wondering what's coming behind, and we can set our own targets now to kind of push into that top end of the table. And I mean, we've got Carrick, CI, we've a tough run in, but equally, there's no pressure on us. You know, those are the two teams that are kind of trying to get promotion. So, you know, we're a tough side whenever we're the underdog. So we're really looking forward to those challenges.
Okay, Adam, well, look, thank you very much indeed. I'm sure not the first time I'll be talking to you, but you and Alistair have done a great job, and as I say, congratulations, and certainly this afternoon was a tremendous performance, and it showed a lot of determination.
Thank you, Alec.